Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. Hello and welcome to another edition of...
Fingers on Buzzers.
Oh, she's fallen into a hole.
That's acting, that
Oh
is.
My God, I thought you'd actually...
I'm fine, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that is such a relief, Jen. It really is. Now, it's a very special show today, isn't it, Jenny?
It is. We're gearing up for festive fun. Is what we're doing.
A sherry. Well, it's not actually a sherry. I've got a glass of wine in my hand.
Near enough.
I thought we had some sherry, and then I realised that we did have an old bottle of sherry, but one Saturday night it sadly got drunk. So anyway,
it picked off.
I couldn't imagine we'd ever have been drunk enough to have it, but apparently we were. So we're in festive mood. I'm about to put my decorations up, and so we are going to concentrate on an aspect of quizzing that comes around every year, which is the Christmas quizzing board game with the family.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're not doing that, you're not doing Christmas right, in my opinion.
I know, well, in our family, we used to sort of do all the quizzes that were in the papers, and then we would always have some tie-in board game that someone had bought us or that we would buy ourselves. I mean, quite sort of fairly modern phenomenon, really. We did have a Blockbusters game, I remember, in the 80s, I guess. But there's so many of them now.
Yeah, if your show has got a specific gimmick as well, it lends itself to the board game very well. So any kind of mechanic...
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to stand out. Otherwise, you are just basically selling a box with some quiz questions in, which is fine.
Yeah, because I mean, that's ultimately good. What you do tend to do anyway is pick out the questions. I mean, I remember even with Trivial Pursuit, there came a point where you'd go, "Oh, do you know what? I can't be bothered to get the board out."
Yeah.
As lovely as the cheeses are, I'm just going to ask you the questions. But it is nicer. It's more satisfying if there is also a good gameplay dynamic, like you say, Jen.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like you've cleared the table of the plates and then it's game time, it's official. and you lay out the board and someone's poring over all the instructions and someone's assembling bits and bats of it because someone only got that this morning. And yeah, and by the time that's all happened, you're well into the third bottle of wine each. And
let the fun
it rolls over until Boxing Day.
By the time you've
pushed out,
pushed out all the little plastic counters or ripped up the little bits of cardboard, it's a fiddly business, isn't it?
I remember Blockbusters being quite fiddly.
Yeah, there were a lot of octagonal.
And you had the different boards that had to slot in if you were doing a gold run.
One of my favourites, actually, was a few years ago, Marks and Spencer's did a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire chocolate game.
Oh.
And that worked really well because you would work up the different money, you know, values, and then you would eat the chocolate. Mm-hmm. If you won 1,000, then you would eat 1,000.
We don't want to give you that.
Well, you've already eaten it, so we can't. But yes, and then eventually there is a massive, great slab of £1 million chocolate.
Oh, that's a good angle, that is.
Mm. So bring that back, Marks and Spencer, if you listen.
Yeah, chocolate board games, chocolate quiz games in particular. The more chocolate, the better quiz you are, the more chocolate.
I mean,
that explains me.
I mean, the Tipping Point, I know Tipping Point does have a game out, which we may indeed review at some point in the future, but a Tipping Point machine where it's chocolate and you drop chocolate coins into the machine, right?
I'm trying to think. Right, I've asked Father Christmas for the Tipping Point board game. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna find out if, you know, like, I could get what's those, the little peppermint thins. I think they could go quite well. I'll have to see just
and
how
Elizabeth
thin
Shaw.
They need to be.
And Elizabeth,
that's the
Shaw,
rascal. And Elizabeth Shaw. Yeah, you know, that could be your jackpot counter, certainly. Ooh. Maybe just some milk and white buttons. And hope it's not like a warm machine. The batteries don't overheat it.
Well, then it's a fondue and everybody's happy. It's a chocolate fountain, so it's fine. Well, if any of the manufacturers of these games are listening and they wish to... Well, in fact, because we do have two games that are going to go head-to-head in a minute, so I've picked a new game, which was actually sent to me for free. Now, I never get things sent to me for free.
Until now!
Well, yeah, they sent me this, and it's the Top of the Pops game. And I've got to warn you now, I'm going to be nice about it because this is why I can't be an influencer. Because if someone sends me a free thing, I'm like, well, I can't say anything mean about it. That would be rude. So you two can be honest and say what you think, but I'm going to be nice about it.
Okay.
I'm telling you that now. And then the other one, I'll do a big reveal later on about what the other one is. So the new game is Top of the Pops and the old game is one that I bought off eBay. And so we're going to compare for general playability.
Mm-hmm.
I think specifically this year for zoomability.
Yes, this is a tricky point. Can it be played over the old video chat? There's even been specific government advice this week about board games.
Yes, I know. Don't.
We're not supposed to board game.
Yes.
But if it can be done over Zoom, if only one bubble is touching the board,
then it's fine. Oh,
there we go. We're going to puzzle this out because they can't take away our board games. They can take away our Christmas trip to the pub, but they will never take away our Blockbusters.
And I don't think they really want to. Well, in fact, because they did say quizzing was a good alternative to board games. So even if, we'll see, even if you have to take the questions out and just do it as a question set, let's see how it goes. So are you ready, Jenny? And Amanda, we haven't heard from you yet. Sorry, we were just chatting away there. Amanda, you are going to be player number two. I'm going to be the quiz mistress. And are you up for this?
I am 100% up for this. And I have to say that a couple of Christmases ago, I was spending it with a few friends and the Top of the Pops game came out.
Yeah.
And myself and my companion did very, very well. In fact, so much so that the other team got really knocked off because we just flew ahead. So they just thought it was, we had the right questions. And so they demanded a rematch. And then, you know, it was obvious again from the off that we were going to. But I am bigging myself up here just because I know that I'm up against Jenny Ryan, so the likelihood is I'm not going to do very well. So I just wanted to put it out there, first of all, that I won a game once. All right,
you ruined a Christmas with your quiz ability on Top of the Pops, and that's the highest accolade.
I mean, I didn't gloat over it, so I'd ask you not to do the same, Jenny, when I'm when you wipe the floor with me, which inevitably you will.
Well, I cannot wait to get on with this. So let's play the Top of the Pops game. Right, I'm unboxing.
It's a good job that didn't sound anything like the Top of the Pops theme.
I'm not even sure which era that was from.
That was a mega mix of all of them, I think. Just layered off the top of one another. Right.
What was the... that's a very good point. The legendary Top of the Pops tunes, one of them was by a band.
Yep.
With an Irish singer.
Was it the Undertones?
No.
Which era are you talking about?
80s, I'd say.
80s?
70s, 80s.
U2?
Nope.
No.
It would be, not Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy. Yeah. Pearl.
The Irish singer. There we go.
There you go. Right, okay, so the Top of the Pops game, I've unboxed it. In the box, you've got a buzzer, right?
I'm already sold.
You've got two kazoos. It's a really nice buzzer. There's a gadget. There's two kazoos, because there is a round where you have to kazoo the tunes. And the first round... Now, and also, it is actually quite beautiful, because, look, I'm going to show you. The playing cards are all disguised as...
Oh, little cassettes!
Wow. Yeah,
they're... Oh, little... very cute. That's a nice design.
Old cassettes. It's a beautiful design, and the board, as you'll see there, is a cassette player. A six deck.
Oh!
Imagine if you'd ever had a six deck. Imagine how...
Surely only BBC Radio 1 had...
Surely. But now you all can. So I'm going to lay out the cards. So what you do, the first round is the buzzer round.
Okay.
And in the buzzer round, what you have to do is I am going to... I'll read you the... Here we go. So, in the buzzer battle, both players face each other with the buzzer between them. When they're both ready, flip over a head-to-head card to reveal a random category. The first player to think of a song that answers the card must shout or sing the relevant lyrics.
Oh.
Then press the buzzer. This starts the 15-second timer, so I will press the buzzer.
Okay, great.
The opposing player thinks of a new song, shouts it out, then presses the buzzer to reset the timer. Now it's back with the first player. So you both get 15 seconds to think of a song that fits the description that I'm going to give you. It keeps going back and forth until someone's mind goes blank and they run out of time.
Okay.
Well, I think that's going to be pretty quick.
Right, I'm going to get my timer. I'm going to get my head-to-head cards, and I am going to flip a coin to see who goes first.
I'm nervous.
Flip. You bloody well should be, Amanda.
I know, okay. We should be.
Okay, and my coin flip has decided that, Amanda, you are going first.
What was I, heads or tails? Can I...
You were heads.
She's already demanding a recount.
Well, I thought maybe, you know, traditionally I would select if I was going to be heads or tails.
Do you want to go first or second, actually?
I would have picked heads. I'll go first, yeah.
You go first, okay.
Yeah.
Right, so I am going... I don't really need the buzzer, actually, do I? I just need my timer, but I'm going to do it just because...
Do the buzzer. It's fingers on buzzers.
Okay, so when I say this category, you are going to have 15 seconds to think of an answer. I will then press the buzzer, and Jenny will then have 15 seconds to think of an answer. Your category is songs performed by the Beatles.
I don't care too much money can't buy me love. Is that all right?
Yeah, I've just buzzed the buzzer. Jenny, you've got 15 seconds.
Eleanor Rigby.
Amanda.
Strawberry Fields Forever. I mean, we could go on all day.
Yellow Submarine.
Check it up, baby, now. Twist and shout.
I want to hold your hand.
Octopus's Garden.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, I was a bit late with the buzzer there, but you're well under the 15 seconds.
She loves you.
Yes, that's who she loves.
You. She's leaving home.
I mean, drive my car.
Oh, God. Where have all the Beatles songs gone?
It's a shame we haven't got Jeff Lloyd on this week, because this will
night. He could go on for 15 years.
He'd be playing himself.
We should have just faded that out and then faded it back in. And we'll do that. In the edit,
we'll
fade
it
back in. Should we do one more? Let's do one more of these, okay?
Okay.
Jenny's going first this time.
So, Jenny, you are going first, and the category is songs containing the word girl.
Mysterious girl.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Nice one.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Ooh.
Pervy.
Oh, God. Why's my mind gone blank now? My girl.
Young girl, get out of my mind.
Wait, all the creepy songs with you.
Another one.
Bonus points if it's creepy.
I'm not a girl, not yet a woman.
Yeah,
by Britney.
Ooh, right. That's
it's kind of creepy.
Mysterious.
Hey, I already did that.
God damn.
There
you go. Right.
I mean, it deserves another go, and you did it better than I did. So.
But I'm afraid that means it's 2-0 to Jenny. So she wins the buzzer battle, which means that she goes into the next round with an advantage, because the player who has won the buzzer battle draws 9 artist cards from the deck and secretly looks at them. Now, this is where we're going
to
have to...
Yeah, definitely not look. So basically, somebody has to physically turn away from the camera at this point.
Or you could type it into private chat.
Very nice.
Mm. Yeah, I'm trying to think of all the ways you could do aspects of this on the Zoom. Obviously it's easier if in the same room, but also you need to be careful as well if you're doing anything with singing or shouting. It would be invariably in my family get very loud, which is not within the rules of the COVID bubble relaxations.
Right. No,
so it's not super compliant. I think you'd need to do it in the backyard, wouldn't you, and stand 12 feet apart and maybe shout with a wall between you. I don't know what the rules are anymore.
I mean, this just gets more and more fun the more we...
Everybody just go down to the park and we'll have one big game of Top of the Pops shout-a-thon.
That would be pretty epic, wouldn't it?
Right, so now, the next thing... So this is what I'm going to do, is I have picked the cards for you.
Okay.
So I'm going to show Jenny, since you're... Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show you a card with an artist's name on it. You then have to... I mean, it's really meant to be in teams. Okay, we've already hit a problem here, but anyway.
we're just trying out the general mechanics, aren't we? Let's see how it works.
Yeah, so you're going to have to describe this.
Okay. Amanda is currently blindfolding herself, by the way.
I've been blindfolded for quite a while.
Yes, what I'm going to do is...
I like it.
She's having a lovely nap. What I'm going to do is I am going to not look at the card myself, show it to the camera without... Oh. So I'm not going to look and Amanda's not going to look. Jenny, you will be the only person who has seen this.
Okay.
And then I am going to guess, because basically the skill is you describing
to me. So I have to describe them. Is there anything?
Yes.
I can't use the name.
You can either describe the artist using only one word. You can repeat it, but you can't change it. For example, if you're trying to describe the Beatles, you might say Ringo.
Okay.
If you want to, you can do lyrics. Which is, you can speak or sing a lyric from one of the artist's songs, even if you get it very wrong. For example, here's someone trying to sing ABBA, Feel the Beat from the Tangerine.
Oh, I don't know why you would get that wrong.
I don't
can
know
I
why
look
you'd
again,
get
just
wrong.
Because
you can look now.
I feel like I'm in one of those booths that Mr. and Mrs. So I basically wasn't taking any of that in.
Okay, you can either... Okay, I'm going to show you a card with an artist's name on it, Amanda, and you can either use one word to describe it. Mm-hmm. You can use some lyrics. You can shout the lyrics. Or there's the kazoo round. Now, I have all the kazoos, so you instead will have to hum. Mm-hmm. So you have to hum one of their songs. Okay, so Jenny, would you like to choose someone from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, 80s, 90s, or 2000s?
I've got 90s.
90s, okay.
Nice. Right. Amanda okay. looks pleased.
I'm not looking at this. Amanda's not okay. looking at this. We're both turning
I am
away.
Looking at this, though. Okay.
Right. Tell me when you can see it in my camera.
I can see it.
You can see it, okay?
Yeah, that's enough.
I'm putting it back down now. Right, Amanda, you and I can look again.
Thank you.
Okay, Jenny, which method are you going to choose?
I'm going to go lyrics.
Okay.
Ooh.
With the lights out, it's less dangerous.
Nirvana. It's Nirvana. It smells like Teen Spirit. Okay, brilliant. Right. So good. We got that. I think, Amanda, I'm the one trying to guess. I mean, I'm delighted that you got it right. Oh, I'm not taking that away from you.
I thought we were completely going head to head.
Well, it's you going head to head against Jenny, you see. So it's kind of about who can describe it best. And I'm the constant in this, that I'm the one who has to guess.
My takeaway from this is if you're gonna do a board game over Zoom, try and work out these kinks ahead of Christmas Day. Otherwise,
I mean,
it's just reading the rules times a million.
Yeah, listeners, I'm sorry about this.
Yeah.
But okay, should we do that again? Right, I'm picking up one from the 90s. I'm not looking at it, okay? Can you see it now?
I can.
Okay. Right, which method are you choosing?
I'm going to go one word.
Ooh, lovely. How exciting. Okay, go on then.
Shh.
Oh, it's Bjork.
Yay! Well done.
Just a simple shush, because I know you hate her and you want her to shut up. That's right, isn't it? Only
Bjork,
kidding.
If you're listening, she's lying. She's lying.
I know. We all love Bjork, so that's very good. Okay, so now, Amanda, would you care to choose a decade? You could actually have 60s and 70s as well. I just hadn't noticed those cards were here.
I'm going to stick with 80s, actually, please.
80s, okay. Yeah. The 80s is a beautiful-looking cassette tape. It is a very beautiful game, this, I have to say. The
design
has
points.
Has it got that particular game smell?
It has.
You know what I mean?
It smells gorgeous, yeah.
Well, yeah, like a game smell.
And also the little farty noise when you open and close the box.
Would you like to make
it's a good tight seal, isn't it? I like that, yeah.
Here we go, I'm going to make the farty noise.
Yeah, it's AMSR.
Hang on. Let me just check the farty noise. Oh, no.
Oh.
No. Oh, there's a flaw in it.
Disappointing. You've just lost a couple of points there.
No.
It might be because it's not on the table.
There you go. I'll do it.
Beautiful.
Right, here we go. Here's your 80s one. I'm looking away, Amanda. And there is your 80s artiste. Can you see it?
Okay.
Yep, you got it. Okay, would you like to hum a bit? Would you like to do lyrics or would you like to do one word?
Oh, she's taking this seriously.
Okay, I'm going to do lyrics. And if I don't know if this is going to be too easy, but I'm going to do it. And then if I get told off for it being too easy, then so be it. But okay, I know this much is true.
Oh, it's Spandau Ballet. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. I'm delighted. Do you want to do another one? Just for the sheer hell of it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Here we go. Here we go.
I like this method.
Can you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Right, I'm putting it back down. What are you going to do?
Oh, that's tricky.
This is another 80s. For our listeners at home, I picked something off the 80s pile. I don't know what it is.
I feel like I should try humming at some point, but not this. This is too complicated. I'll go. This is another lyrics.
Okay.
But it's. Yeah.
Go on. It's fine. Well, you can be wrong, or they can be.
I am the resurrection and I am the light.
Oh, it's the Stone Roses.
Yeah.
Oh, marvellous.
I was trying to think something that just wasn't just the title.
Shall I do one for you guys?
Yes, please.
Shall I do 2000s? Because there's every chance I won't know who they are.
Oh, so give yourself some credit.
I won't
come
know
on.
Who they are.
Okay, let me have a look. Yep, we're all ready. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Instant reaction.
Yep. No, I know who they are, but I
couldn't give a lyric.
Well, I think I know one of their songs, but it might be another band who I always get confused with.
Sorry?
This band.
This is going to be great. I'm looking forward to it already.
Are you going to kazoo it?
Yeah. Here we go.
Lovely.
I think it's my machine is going, this is horrible.
I got the gist of it, and it's really good. Like, what you've done there is really good, but I can't...
Oh, nearly there. It's Busted.
Yes!
That was really good, Lucy.
Yeah.
But you know,
in fact, the humming was better than the kazooing, actually. I thought it was proficient.
I think that Zoom actually has got something to...
Kazoom.
Kazooming.
It's not Kazoom. We need a new platform called Kazoom. Well, there you go. Well, that's very useful for our listeners, is if you do get this game, maybe don't kazoo over Zoom.
Yeah.
There you go. That's constructive advice. Yeah. I actually thought, I was like, it could be McFly. I literally wouldn't know. Busted him.
See, that's why I was thinking. I was, do I go for Busted when she's confusing him with McFly?
I know.
Because they were McBusted at one point, and I think that deserves a point because they were actually one band, one entity.
It's like playing with your nana playing with me, isn't it? Let's be honest. She's got an idea, but she's not entirely sure. Well, I think that was pretty good, right? I think we've kind of exhausted the gameplay for the moment. There is more to this game. But those two rounds that we've played, it's I've really enjoyed.
Fun. It's definitely social distance game proof.
Yeah. Mm. It's nice.
And you could end up playing that for hours, especially the buzzer battle head to head.
Yeah.
That's an absolute hoot.
I know. I really like this, and I would have said that even if I didn't, because they gave it to me for free.
So what do you do on the board, Lucy?
The board is really not that important, to be honest. Right. You're trying to fill all the categories on the board, so you're trying to fill up your six tape decks. It's a little bit Trivial Pursuit.
Exactly that.
So it's basically a complete all the sets. So there's also rounds on one-hit wonders. So for example, if I were to say to you, the Lars, what was the Lars' biggest hit?
There she goes.
Well done. MC Hammer.
Hammer Don't Hurt Me was his next one. Come on.
I think they're the biggest hits. The Weather Girls.
It's a Raining Men.
The Baha
Hallelujah.
Men.
Oh, who let the dogs out.
Very good. Naina.
99 Red Balloons.
Yeah. Wheatus.
I'm just a teenage dirtbag.
Very good.
That one-hit wonder. Little respect they did after that. That was massive.
I know. I mean, actually, some of the categories...
I'm already kicking off with the question writers. My full-time job is kicking off with question writers.
I've just realised that it wasn't this game that I played that Christmas. It was the Now That's What I Call Music.
I think I've tried to play that and it was extraordinarily complicated to set up.
Yeah,
and it took us ages to do, and then by that time we'd just gone to the cards.
Right. It is quite because there's lots of different categories, and the board is quite complicated as I remember it.
Right. Well, I love the Top of the Pops game.
That
genuinely,
was that was
I'm not
so
even.
Good.
I'm not even lying.
I'd give that a solid B+, if not an A-.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it? And considering you get buzzers and a kazoo.
You get buzzers. Oh, a buzzer kazoo.
A bazoo.
Imagine that hybrid. You can use your bazoo on kazoo to make your...
You also get a little preview of another of their games, which is called Don't Get Got, which is quite good fun. But it's more fun to play in life. So it's basically you get a little card with a mission on it. And then you have to at some point, so for example, my mission here is get the words to a song slightly wrong and get a player to correct you, which I could have just done then if I'd actually picked that one up. And it's quite nice. I did have a look at this earlier and I thought actually playing this with my kids is really good fun, because you can basically just say at some point today I'm going to do something. Yeah. And if I get you, then you lose a point or whatever.
That's great.
Yeah, so there you go. So there you go.
So you
thank
you. You get that in there as well?
You get that. Little... Well, I did, but maybe that's because I'm an influencer. Yeah.
You are. Yeah. Well, you've influenced me to possibly get that game.
Yeah, it was good. Totally. It's better than I thought it would be, to be honest. Because I, you know.
What a ringing endorsement from Lucy Potter.
That's going to be on the next box, isn't it?
Well, if they're going to, you know, I did feel like if they're going to send something free to me, they must be desperate. But I don't. I think they've just they thought I was Gail Porter. It happens all the time. This or Dawn Porter. They, you know, they've obviously mistaken me for someone else. Anyway, so that was good. Now I've brought a vintage game to finish off.
Yes,
and it is dun 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 dun.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Then it's Family Teleaddict.
Oh, hold that up a bit higher. I can't see Noel.
There you go.
There he is. He's got a lovely jumper on.
He doesn't change, does he? He looks exactly the same there as he did in his Deal or No Deal days.
It is spooky, isn't it?
It's the cosmos looking after him.
Yeah, cosmic ordering.
Yeah.
See what wonders it'll do you.
Yeah. Well, I cosmically ordered the Teleaddict's board game from eBay. And for only, so it was about, I think it ended up costing me about a tenner with the P&P.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so let's have a look and see how this is. Well,
all
the
bits in there.
Oh, yeah. And wow. Actually quite well organised. And, oh, a little bonus as well. They came in original 1980s rubber bands.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, no, they're in beautiful condition. And they really are. You notice, like, an 80s rubber band was built to last. Look at that. That's not perished at all.
Oh, wow.
I can't guarantee that if you order it off the internet yourselves, listeners, that you will get appropriate rubber bands. Right,
I mean, you could probably sell those on eBay and make more than your money back.
I would hope so. Now, the problem with this, the board is massive.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah.
This was, you know, it's an 80s...
That's a dining table game, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. So I'm going to be slightly struggling in my little soundproof booth here, but I'm going to do my darndest to make it work. Now, the really exciting thing about this game is, of course, that you get a hoofadoofer.
What?
And it's obviously, for those of you who don't remember the Teleaddict's show, the hoofadoofer was Noel Edmonds' remote control, whereas this is a slightly nonky little spinny wheel thing.
And the hoofadoofer thing, when I watched it when I was a kid, did confuse me because that's not what we call the remote control.
No.
What was it in your house?
It was called a remote control because we were impressed by it still that we...
Yeah, you know. I don't think we even had one at that point. I think the first remote control we had was on the video player. It was on the video and it was on a wire.
So yeah, we only had on a wire. Yeah, yeah, we had a Hitachi, I think, with a...
Ours was and still is the clicker.
Oh, the clicker.
Because the first one I remember us having in the family did click. The buttons were not the lovely bouncy rubber ones you get now. They were hard on the old thumbs, they were.
Yeah.
You had to work if you wanted to change channels.
Well, the remote control in our house was called Amanda. Am I right?
Yeah,
change the channel.
Oh, God. Okay, it's already hard work, this. It's, oh. You've got...
You remote. You have to sign your rights away to Noel.
I think he's and I'll tell you what, if Noel was playing it, he'd insist you did it all by the book.
Yeah.
So you get a remote control.
A hoofer doofer.
You get. Will you see the hoofer?
You've got your own remote control.
You've got your own remote control.
Okay.
So clicker. You. Oh, hang on. Look, I should have.
I want to know what everyone called the clicker at home now.
Yeah, do let us know.
Let us know.
I know what the Harkin family, as in James Harkin, called
friend
it.
Friend of the show. Yeah.
The buttons.
I quite like that.
I do quite like that.
I prefer
clicker just because it's quite.
Bring the buttons.
Onomatopoeia. Yeah. Where are the buttons? You sitting on the buttons?
Nice.
Who's got the buttons?
Do you know what's going to happen here, guys?
What's going to get frustrated.
I'm already really angry with this game. So,
do you think that's an 80s thing? Do you think that it's just because games used to take a lot of setting up, like Mousetrap? Like, was really excited about getting Mousetrap, and then it takes you half a day to set it up, and then just one wrong move and the whole thing's down again. And then you would probably painstakingly do it again, but now, and also Game of Life, I mean, that whole ethos is such an 80s game because it's about wealth and, you know, but again, that game was quite laborious to set up because it looked great on the advert because you had all the spinning wheels and stuff, but you've got to set all that shit up and it's actually really boring.
It's tiring to do it.
Yeah.
So I think they're relying on the fact that you've invested the time, like the sunk cost fallacy. You've spent all that time setting it up. You're going to play it and you're going to like it. Mm. Whereas now people have got a shorter attention span.
Yeah.
They want it to pretty much pop out the box. It's ready to go.
I mean, I think actually this is partly me being an idiot as well, because actually the remote controls are on the board.
Okay.
I've been looking for them in the box, but it's fine. So you just choose a colour.
I'm not saying anything.
No, don't say anything. Don't say anything. And then you get some pieces. But do you know what? Let's just ignore the gameplay.
Yeah.
And just get on with the question, shall we?
Yes, please.
Yes, that's what we're here for, Lou.
So, ultimately, you would be sort of moving your way around the board via the hoofer doofer, which is basically a dice. So, that I'm going to give you the sound of the hoofer doofer spinning. So, I'm going to start you on... I'm going to put you on green, Jen.
Perfect.
And Mandy, you can be on the other side on orange.
Nice.
Do we have a publication date for these questions for the game?
It's a very good point, but
it's going to be late 80s, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
If you get to the soaps questions...
We'll know.
You will really know.
Yeah.
So I'm moving you around the board, Jen, and I'm spinning my hoofer doofer.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, skillfully done. Really getting to grips with my hoofer doofer there. Okay. 4, which is... Under 12... You are on. You're on soaps. You've landed
on
soaps. Ooh, and lovely.
Excellent. Excellent stuff.
Okay. You're going to get all of the. In fact, I'm just going to go right down the question card. And if you wrong, you don't get a point. This is not the way the game is meant to be played, but you're.
It's the aggressive version. To be fair, it is like the Ryan family version of any of these games.
Yeah, yeah.
You play it through properly the first time, and then by Boxing Day night, it's just our own hardcore rules.
Quiz scrum.
Okay, 1 and 2, you're going to have no problem with. True or false? Mm-hmm. Emmerdale is set in Scotland.
False.
Which company supplies the beer in Coronation Street?
Newton and Ridley.
Now, 3, actually,
here we go.
Well, it's a true or false, though, so 50-50 anyway. In Dynasty, Alexis hired Cray Boyd to blow up Blake's ships.
I mean...
We're firmly in the 80s here, aren't we?
She is my namesake. She would do that kind of nonsense. I'm going to say true.
True. It's exactly true. Well done. What do Julie Walters and Lulu have in common?
Oh, I like it.
It's a good question, and I think there's going to be people at home who know this.
They have both appeared in...
It was an 80s TV show based on a very successful book, or series of books, actually, and Julie Walters played this character at first, and then she was replaced by Lulu. It's someone's mum.
I'm thinking of Dinner Ladies, but that's a whole different kettle of fish.
Yeah,
that's
no, much before Dinner Ladies.
It's Julie Walters... Oh, Adrian Mole.
Yes, well done.
Yes.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh,
that's Pauline.
And question 5. This is a good one. Oh, my God. I think Amanda, I fancy your chances more than Jenny's on this one.
Okay.
In Neighbours, because I know Amanda loves a bit of Neighbours. In Neighbours, where did Helen Daniels receive a commendation? It's not a part of the body.
No, she was a painter, wasn't she? The Australian Academy of Art or something the Bungle Bungles.
She was always going
the Bungle Bungles to paint.
The Bungle Bungles, yeah.
Do you know, we've got a little, a tiny little pond at the back. It's like an old sink that's sunk into the ground in the back of our garden. And Justin put a bench next to it and we call it the Lassiter's Complex. We're going to the Lassiter's Complex.
Brilliant.
I had a pen pal from New Zealand and I wrote to him once asking him what the Bungle Bungles were because
not a clue.
I know it's New Zealand and it's different, but like, what the hell other than the Bungle Bungles is driving us all mad?
And kids, this is what happened in the days before Google.
It was.
You have to write to somebody in on paper in the other hemisphere to see if by chance they happen to know the fact.
And it's the outback, for those of you who
the Bungle Bungles.
Don't. For those of you who don't need to know. What was the answer? The MacArthur Institute.
I wouldn't have got that.
No, I don't think anyone would
have. That's very hard.
Yeah.
A famous novel by Laura Ingalls Wilder became a series. What was it called?
Little House on the Prairie.
Very good. Right. Okay.
That's a general knowledge, not a TV question. Literature.
You have won that one. I'm going to spin.
I'd won a prize, then I got all excited.
No, yeah, man, you've won a little plastic token being placed on your remote control.
Yes.
And it's very much like Trivial Pursuit. I think this is kind of all roads lead back to Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah.
Especially from the 80s.
I think it laid down such a blueprint for quiz games that it's very hard to get away from it.
Yeah. You're always competing for some sort of thing. Like in this case, it's little stars on sticks, you know. But
who wouldn't want one of those?
Who wouldn't indeed? Right, I'm spinning my hoofadoofer again.
Okay.
Come on, Amanda.
Two
good for
this
you.
Time. I've got two. Oh, now you will like this, actually, I think. This is children's TV, Amanda.
Oh, perfect.
Nice.
Great.
Right, and again, I'm just going to read down the card. One, where was The Muppet Show made? America, Britain or Australia?
Well, it was made in Britain.
It was made in Britain, yes. Yeah. Well done.
Elstree.
Who is Mickey Mouse's girlfriend?
Minnie.
Yeah. Who is older, Andy Peters or Simon Parkin?
This is my era. Wow. Oh, I'm having flashbacks now.
I think Andy Peters is older. Is he redheaded?
Yeah, ginger lad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember him then.
He is older.
I thought it went Schofield, Crane, Peters, Anstis, and then Parkin.
No. Parkin was sort of an intermediary, sort of Schofield, Crane days.
So I think I'm wrong then, aren't I?
Yeah, Parkin is older. Yeah. Parkin is older. True or false? Yogi Bear and Boo Boo had a series set in space called Yogi's Space Race.
That is absolutely true.
It's absolutely false.
I thought it was going to be Yogi. Oh, Yogi and Boo Boo had a baby. What?
There was a cartoon with them, with Yogi Bear in space, though.
It's a dream you once had.
I knew I'd seen it.
Maybe it wasn't called Yogi Space Race. I have not got all the information on this card.
I would like to watch that.
Yeah.
It sounds like Yogi crossed with the Jetsons, crossed with Wacky Races.
I
would watch every minute of it.
Yeah, so obviously I've gotten mixed up from an episode that I'm probably watched multiple times.
Which puppet worked with Big Rat, which stands for Brain Impulse Galvanoscope, Record and Transfer?
Okay.
Oh, Jenny knows.
Myself. Nothing's springing to mind, but I'll probably know. And I can see Jenny's little hand there.
Jen?
So go on, Jenny.
Is it Joe 90?
Yes.
Oh. The thing that gave him all these brain powers.
That's right. Yeah. And finally...
Oh, miserably.
You'll get this one. Okay. What was Top Cat originally called in Britain?
I didn't know there was another name for Top Cat.
Do you not remember?
I always thought it was called Top Cat.
No, because of the cat food brand, they had to rename it because of the BBC couldn't be advertising Top Cat. And Jen,
Whiskers.
Do you...
Was he called Whiskers?
Boss Cat.
Oh,
so it's literally, it was only the title card and like in the listings, it was Boss Cat. Because they even still had the theme tune, said Top Cat. Yes. So it always perplexed me when I was very small going...
Do you know, I thought I was always mishearing it, I think.
Mm.
You know, it's just like, well, they're obviously saying Boss Cat, but even though it's the song, I think it's saying Top Cat. Well, I still failed miserably there, didn't I?
There were some tough questions in your set.
There were some tough questions.
I was on the hit with
Jenny. I would have gotten all of yours bar one. Yeah. So yeah.
Let's do one more round. So what Yay. This is I'm going to show you a card. Now, these are beautiful. This is worth getting the Teleaddicts Game For alone. They have illustrated some famous shows. I'm going to show that to
Ooh.
Jenny and Amanda. So they've done little cartoons for different shows. And what wow. these are for is I'm going to spin my Hoofa Doofa and then I'm going to show you one of these cards with a picture of a show on it. If I spin a one or a two, you have to do it as a charade, or give us a clue, as we always refer to it in our
yep,
house.
Yep, yep.
Three or four, you have to sing the theme tune. And five or six, you have to do an impersonation.
Okay.
This is going to be great. Okay. So I'm going to get a card out.
So do one of us have to close our eyes?
Or... Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think only one of us gets to see it. So I will hold it up without looking again. And
okay.
Jenny, you're in the lead.
Okay, Jenny, you're going to go first. And I'm going to spin. And I've spun a three, which means you have to sing the theme tune too. Okay, I'm going to... Tell me if it's upside down or if you can't read it because they're quite big. Can you see it?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, right, I'm putting it away. Amanda, you and I'm
happy about this.
Okay, theme tune, please.
Da 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 da.
The bell!
Oh, yay! The bell! Yeah.
I was thank God, it's one I know.
Right, Amanda, it's your turn. I'm spinning my Hoofa Doofa. It's
my
a
eyes.
Two, which means you have to do it as a charade.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, I'm looking away. Tell me if it's the wrong way up or you can't see it.
So the other way, I need it the other way up, please.
There you go.
And closer to the camera because I can't see. Oh, got it. Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't do the theme for this.
Ah.
Ah. Classic theme. Bit of a clue for you both there.
Okay. Are you ready?
Okay. So, right.
This is going to be lovely for the
charade,
listeners. Yes.
Yep.
We'll describe it for the listeners, obviously.
Right. So let me think of the best way to do this. I mean, I also have to do the charade sitting down just in front of the camera as well.
Yes.
So this
is something else to bear in mind for Zoomability purposes, isn't it?
Why don't you just do the theme tune?
Yeah.
Okay. Da,
da, da. Howard's Way.
Da, da, yes.
Oh, that was a hard charade.
It is a hard charade to do, especially like I said, when you're just sort of, you've got just the hands in a small sort of
Although,
space.
As you sang the theme tune, you were swaying as if you were on a ship, which I would have, you know.
Yeah. Would have been here a long time. I would have literally gotten seasick by the time you'd have gotten if I'm just sat swaying from side to side.
I shall do one for the two of you. I'm not going to look at it. Right, I'm going to spin my Hoofa Doofa. Two, which... Oh, it's a charade again.
Oh,
okay.
Good
luck. See if you can do it first, I
good
think.
Good luck.
Oh, God, okay. And again, I'd rather be doing the theme tune, but I will try. Okay, so...
Two words.
Two words.
Okay.
First syllable.
First syllable. One syllable.
Oh, no, sorry.
First word.
First word.
Sounds like.
Strap.
Black. boob.
The listeners can only guess.
Support.
No, you had it. You had it.
Who had it?
You,
bra.
Amanda.
Oh,
bra. Yeah, bra.
Bra.
Sounds like bra.
Car.
Car.
Second word.
Sounds like. Neck?
Throat.
Neck.
Heck.
So.
Bra? Sounds like bra.
Bra.
Yeah.
Deck.
Bra neck.
Bra. That well known show. Second word.
Sounds like
second
neck.
Second word.
March.
Doesn't second word sound like neck?
It sounds like neck, but I'm just trying to give you more.
Okay, that's because Jenny said march.
Stride.
So
it's like a march, but if I'm going on a...
Trek.
Yes!
Star Trek!
Yeah.
Ah, very good!
That was hard.
That was good, Lucy.
Always easier just to sing the theme tune, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we've learned. Although, if we've learned nothing else.
I think I always get Star Trek and other sci-fi shows themes a bit mixed up. I'd probably sing Star Wars.
You wouldn't know Star Trek.
La, 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 la. Yeah, 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 probably. But I think I would, with you doing it to me, but I think I would end up singing Star Wars.
Which we would know wasn't a TV show, so...
Yeah,
we'd have gone. Amanda, she's got her stars confused again.
I'd have been booed. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've had tremendous fun with both of those games, I would say.
Yes.
So, yeah, if anyone is interested in playing more, of we should do this as a Twitch channel, shouldn't we?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I've loved this. I definitely want to do it again.
If you are interested in a Twitch channel of basically us playing board games old and new and struggling to do them over Zoom, please let us know, because I keep vaguely looking at how to set up Twitch properly and going, my brain doesn't like it.
Yeah.
But if it's going to be worth the effort and people will actually tune in, then...
Yeah,
it'll
and
be a
I mean, just to let you know, I do have an Every Second Counts board game around.
I've also got this, which we didn't get to play tonight. It's called The Quizmaster.
With Magnus Magnusson.
Wow. And it's got a picture of a black leather chair on the front. It's definitely not Mastermind.
Yep.
For copyright reasons. It's just a whole box of questions. It's non-stop. In fact, they're spilling out all over the floor.
Well, what fun we've had today. I hope you've enjoyed listening to our slightly shambolic playing of the Top of the Pops game.
Hey, it's going to be reflective of how shambolic a lot of Christmas Day game sessions are going to go. So please take this as an early lesson.
Sort out the rules.
Make sure you've read the rules, you've been through the box, you've checked it out, and you've worked a COVID secure method of performing each round. Maybe get an extra webcam if you're going to do full charades so you can stand further back.
Full webcam and also a little table cam. This is what I'm thinking, that if we do this again, I will set up another Zoom.
Yes, it's overhead so you can actually see.
Yeah. I would highly
That's how the professional board gamers do it.
Yeah, exactly. So that will happen for next time. Or we may do this again because we've enjoyed ourselves so much.
Yes.
And also, if you would like to win the board games that we have played, I'm going to give them away. It pains me to give away that Teleaddicts game, but I think I want to send that joy out into the world. So we will
maybe
be...
without the elastic bands.
Oh, no, the elastic bands I'm going to keep, yeah, definitely, because they're too quality.
That's the value.
Yeah, you can have the rest. So keep an eye on our Twitter, and we will let you know how to win that. Thank you for listening, guys. That was our last show of this series, although I know, but Jen, dry your eyes, babe, because it's only going to be a little break. We're going to be back very early in the new year. We are going to pop back up with a star-studded Christmas special on the 18th of December.
Yes.
Hardly any time at all now. So it's not goodbye. It is simply adieu. So it's been a pleasure, as always, Jenny and Amanda and all of you listening. It's been another spectacular edition of...
Fingers on Buzzers!
No, it's not like it!
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman, with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.